It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. Time now for comments from you, our listeners. Roger Masters, who's Living on Earth on WVPR in Norwich, Vermont, wrote in about our report on the government's toxic release inventory. The biggest problem, he says, is that social scientists don't consider the effects of pollution measured in the TRI with neurotoxins as a factor in human behavior. Since millions of Americans take Prozac or Ritalin, it's time we considered brain chemistry when analyzing the effects of environmental pollution, and in so doing, the TRI is a valuable tool. Del Hood in Wimberley, Texas, who hears us on KSTX in San Antonio, got in touch about our interview with Stephen Meyer on his article, The End of the Wild. I have been living in and visiting Africa since 1962, he writes, and I've watched the wild areas disappear under ceaseless human pressures. Meyer's comments should be presented to every member of Congress and the UN so that policy changes may at least be considered by those with the power to prevent, quote, pest species like cockroaches, fleas, English sparrows, and koi from becoming the wildest species most of the world will see. Marie's commentary about her friendship with her aging dog, Tess, resonated with Carol Svenkonis, who hears us on New Hampshire Public Radio. I have an old Sheltie named Stormy, and the depth of the bond with her dog that Cy conveyed so well is something I know and understand. I'm wishing many more years of happy life for both Tess and Stormy. Your comments are always welcome. Call our listener line anytime at 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988. Or write us at 20 Holland Street, Somerville, Massachusetts, 02144. Our email address is comments@loe.org. Once again, comments@loe.org. And you can hear our program anytime on our website, livingonearth.org. That's livingonearth.org.